Calling from Opinion Research National, a survey research firm. We're talking to people today about issues facing us all, and we would like to include your responses to the survey, which will be kept confidential. Are you registered to vote in the state of Texas?
Yes, sir.
Great. So we just want to have a couple, want to ask you a couple questions. We really hope that you enjoy the survey. It's very informative. I appreciate your time. In which county do you currently reside in?
Hidalgo.
Hidalgo, okay. Do you consider yourself to be of Hispanic or Latino descent, such as Mexican, Puerto Rican, Cuban, or some other Central Latin American background?
Mexican.
Okay, thank you. Thinking about past November general elections for a moment, which party's candidates have you tended to vote for most often? Democrat, Republican, or do you vote independent of party?
Republican.
Republican, thank you. What year were you born, please?
82.
82, okay, thank you. Do you favor or oppose the Texas legislature creating a limited temporary property tax discount program to attract economic development such as industrial and manufacturing projects to Texas?
Favor.
Favor strongly or somewhat?
Strongly.
Strongly, okay, thank you. Please tell me if you strongly favor, somewhat oppose, or strongly oppose each of the following elements of a proposal to create a limited temporary property tax discount program to attract new industrial and manufacturing projects in Texas. The first one is, this proposal provides the school district and local community with a tool to attract jobs, and it creates a future tax revenue stream that helps school district pay for expenses, teacher salaries, and construction and renovations of school buildings.
Favor. Strongly favor.
Strongly favor. Thank you. The property tax discounts given to businesses by school districts are not permanent, as they provide tax relief for no more than 10 years. After that, the business property is taxed at 100% of its assessed value. Even during the discount period, businesses pay 100% of the school district's debt service taxes. And this is money the schools can use immediately for school construction and renovation with no tax rate increase for homeowners.
Favor.
Strongly or somewhat?
Strongly.
School districts that approve limited temporary tax discounts for businesses have built-in protections and can monitor the company's progress. Companies that fall short of milestones, such as providing a certain number of new jobs, can lose their tax discount and be required to pay back with interest any taxes that would have been due without a discount.
Strongly favor.
Thank you. The company must demonstrate that the tax discount is a determinant factor in its decision to invest in taxes, in Texas, I'm sorry.
It's that one, somewhat.
Somewhat favor?
Yeah.
Or so? Oh, okay. The company must demonstrate that the project and improved facilities will eventually generate more in new tax revenue for the school district than the amount of the temporary tax discount the company receives. In other words, the school district must make more than a company saves.
I don't know about that one.
Okay, no problem. Moving on, having learned more about it, do you favor or oppose creating limited temporary property tax discounts to attract new industrial and manufacturing projects in Texas?
Favor. Strongly favor.
Strongly favor. Okay, thank you. Thank you. Give me a second. For each statement that I read, please tell me whether you agree. The same thing, strongly agree, somewhat disagree, or strongly disagree with the statement. And we're almost there, so I thank you very much for your time and patience. So here are the first one. Here's the first one. We should do more to try and attract oil and natural gas production to South Texas.
Somewhat favored.
Somewhat favored. Okay, thank you. State lawmakers need to do it to create jobs in your community.
Strongly favored.
Strongly favored, okay. From the COVID-19 pandemic to the war in Ukraine to China's aggression towards Taiwan, it is clear that Texas and the United States cannot rely on other countries for our economic and strategic needs, like oil and natural gas and personal protective equipment.
What is the question there?
Well, do you strongly agree, somewhat agree, somewhat disagree, or strongly disagree with this statement I just read to you? And I can read it again if you need me to.
Yeah, go ahead and read it again.
Yeah, here's the statement. From the COVID-19 pandemic to the war in Ukraine to China's aggression towards Taiwan, it is clear that Texas and the United States cannot rely on other countries for our economic and strategic needs, like oil and natural gas and personal protective equipment.
I strongly agree.
Okay. Thank you. Growing the state's manufacturing base is a good way to create sustained long-term jobs and future tax wealth, and limited temporary tax discounts to attract manufacturing projects are worth the payback.
Strongly agree.
Okay. State officials pay more attention to cities like Dallas and Houston when it comes to economic opportunities and job creation. It is time to give equal attention to South Texas.
I strongly agree.
Okay. Thank you. Tax incentives for businesses are corporate welfare and should not be allowed. Tax incentives for businesses are corporate welfare and shouldn't be allowed. That's the statement.
Disagree.
Strongly or somewhat? Somewhat, okay.
Somewhat.
Thank you. Texas and the United States were caught unprepared during the pandemic and had to rely on other countries for things as basics as medicines, surgical masks, microchips, and other critical supplies previously taken for granted as routinely available from global supply chains. Do you agree with this statement? Disagree with it?
Disagree with it. Strongly disagree.
Strongly, okay. Mm-hmm. Okay. Other states and nations are competing fiercely to land large projects like Samsung, Tesla, and Toyota. Competitive incentives were instrumental in Texas winning these projects. And we must develop a new economic development program to remain in the game.
Strongly agree.
Okay. Property expensive for everyone. Businesses shouldn't get a discount when homeowners have to pay nearly all of their taxes.
Okay, say that one again.
Yes, property taxes are expensive for everyone. Business should not get a discount when homeowners have to pay nearly all of their taxes.
Somewhat agree.
Somewhat agree, okay. Limited temporary property tax discounts make sense because projects won't come here without them. We need to use tools that other states and countries are using, such as temporary tax discounts, to attract businesses to Texas.
Agree. Somewhat agree, yes.
Okay. There is no reason that Texas, the ninth largest economy in the world, should be reliant on other countries for strategic supply and material needs.
Strongly agree.
Okay, thank you. Give me a second. So we're almost done. Thank you again for your patience. Really appreciate it. So quickly moving on, please tell me if each of the following makes you strongly favor, somewhat oppose, or strongly oppose creating a limited temporary property tax discount program to attract new industrial and manufacturing projects in Texas. The first one is Texas is losing manufacturing jobs to other states and other countries, and limited temporary tax discounts are a good tool for local communities in Texas to get back to their fair share of projects. and the jobs and tax revenue that come with them. Do you favor, do you favor or oppose?
Favor.
Strongly, somewhat?
Strongly favor.
Okay. Incentives such as the one in this proposal simply take money away from other programs the government should be funding.
That one, I would somewhat favor.
Okay. Companies can receive school property tax discounts when they do not really need them. The private schools of tax revenue they would have received if they had not provided the discount.
The what schools?
Companies can receive, I'll read it again just to make sure. It says companies can receive a school property, companies can receive school property tax discounts when they do not really need them. Private schools of tax revenue they would have received if they hadn't provided the discount.
So, some would agree.
Okay, thank you. This proposal can incentivize further grid reliability, energy security, and production of everyday goods in our own backyard, leading to economic independence.
Strongly agree.
Strongly agree. Okay, thank you. Without a competitive property tax incentive, Texas is at a major disadvantage because property taxes for businesses in Texas are more than 60% higher than the national average. In fact, Texas has the fourth highest property taxes for businesses in the nation.
Agreed. Somewhat agreed.
Somewhat, okay. Limited temporary tax discounts are a win-win proposition by making businesses major capital investments more economical, while generating more tax revenue for schools to pay teachers a more competitive salary.
Some would agree.
Okay. Texas is losing projects to other states. Rivian chose Georgia for its new battery and truck manufacturing plant. Intel is building the world's largest semiconductor plant in Ohio, so this proposal will help ensure Texas can compete for major projects such as these.
Strongly agree.
Okay. Tesla, Toyota, and Samsung are examples of businesses that receive property tax discounts and that have moved to and or expanded operations in Texas and added value to their communities.
Strongly agree.
Okay, thank you. Give me a second. So having learned more about it, do you favor or oppose creating a limited temporary property tax discount program to attract new industrial and manufacturing projects in Texas?
Strongly agree.
Okay. Would you be more or less likely to vote for someone for the state legislature who votes for legislation that offers limited temporary property tax discounts?
Yes, I would. Strongly agree.
Strongly. Okay, thank you. So these are the last questions to make sure we have a representative sample. Do you own or rent your place of residence?
Own.
Okay, thank you. We want to classify people into broad income groups only. Would you estimate your total household income last year before taxes to be above or below $75,000?
Before taxes?
Yeah.
Above.
Above, okay. What, and was your total household income above or below $125,000?
Above.
Okay. That's it. This concludes our survey. Thank you very much for your participation. You have a good one, and thank you very much.
Thank you.
Bye-bye.